USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor has for the first time said publicly that journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder early this month was premeditated. The evidence for it coming from a joint Saudi-Turkish task force that continues to investigate the death of that Saudi dissident. Saudi Arabia had initially denied all knowledge of the writer's whereabouts after he went missing. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman saying yesterday of the case,
"It is a heinous crime that cannot be justified."
The prince there speaking through an interpreter, Khashoggi's body has not yet been found. A string of suspicious packages and pipe bombs spreading. Authorities in Delaware are still looking into the find of two such packages addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden. Earlier today, one turned up at a building owned by actor Robert De Niro. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
As another so-called caravan of thousands of Central Americans continues its journey northward towards the U.S. border, the head of the Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, says without a firm stance on illegal immigration, these kind of things will continue.
The first caravan that was organized, they came and they played a high-stakes game of poker with the United States government. The president said that all of these people would be held in custody pending their asylum or deportation proceedings. And Puebla Sin Frontera said, no, they're not going to. And so they organized this caravan. They came across. They crossed the border illegally. And we did, in fact, release them. Now, that has spurred a new caravan. But this caravan is much larger.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. There are reports that NBC morning show host Megyn Kelly is going to be leaving the network after some severe backlash over remarks she made defending blackface in Halloween costumes. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Jobless claims across the nations on the rise last week. The Labor Department report out this morning showing 215,000 workers filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 5,000 more than the previous week's total, and a little above what analysts were expecting. Well, the highest-paid TV actors certainly know each other pretty well. The male stars of the sitcom Big Bang Theory taking over the Forbes 2018 list of highest-paid TV actors. In fact, they are first, second, third, and fourth, respectively.
They're Richie Rich Rich.
Well, so how much is that?
Jim Parsons coming in first, taking in $26.5 million, followed by Johnny Galecki with $25 million, and then right behind their co-stars Kunal Nayar and Simon Helberg, tied for third at $23.5 million a year. The rest of the list includes Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, Mark Harmon of NCIS, and Modern Family stars Ty Burrell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Eric Stone Street, and Ed O'Neill. And a new function on Google is going to make it easier to delete your search history. It's been launched this week, allowing desktop, mobile, and Google app users to delete their search history right from the search page. Next time you're online doing something like that, you can find us there, too, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.